Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is entitled, Dreaming, Encounters, and Glorying in God. The thought is, I'm dreaming again.
2 Corinthians chapter number 12, let's get there, amen, because it is profound what the text says to us. Amen. Eleanor Tyra, let's read. All right, let's read. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter number 12 and verse 1 through 12.
It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Or such a one I will boast, yet of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmities. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth, but I refrain, lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations. A thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I have become a fool in boasting. You have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended by you. For in nothing was I behind the most eminent apostles, though I am nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds.
It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth such a one caught up into the third heaven. Skip down a couple of verses. At least I should be exalted above measure, though an abundance of revelations there was given to me, a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buff me. Least I should be exalted above measure. Skip down a couple another verses. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I am become a fool in glory. Father, thank you for the word that you sowed in my heart. For these next few minutes, give me articulation to speak. Speak to your people. Declare your truths. Do it in such a way that we will all be benefited. We would all be made whole. We would all be strengthened. You sent your word and it healed us. Thank you, oh God, for what you said to us today. Whether it was Rhema, whether it was Logos, whether it was the whispering of the Good Shepherd. Word we will now hide in our heart. We will now be the good soil that brings forth 30, 60, 100 fold. And thank you, Father, we'll leave here impacting nations. We thank you. We glorify your name. All God's people said amen and amen. Just go ahead and play my doxology and that way I'll finish real quickly. All right. But for a few moments, I want to talk about dreaming, encounters, and glory in God. Dreaming, encounters, and glory in God. And a sub thought I would use is, I'm dreaming again. Do me a favor, tell somebody I'm dreaming again. Say it a little bit louder. Come on, say it a little bit louder. Tell somebody I'm dreaming again. All right, one more time. You're about there. Come on, tell somebody I'm dreaming again. Yeah, I'm dreaming again. Yeah, I'm dreaming again. Yeah. If I had time, and I doubt if I'll get there, but in Genesis chapter number 37, And somewhere around the ninth verse, it said, and he dreamed yet another dream. And he told it to his brethren. And he dreamed yet another dream. And he told it to his brethren. And he said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bowed to me. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm dreaming again. God, I need to tell somebody in here what you're dreaming now is going to change the whole landscape. Thank you, brother, for confirming that. Come on, tell somebody what you're dreaming now is going to change the whole landscape. And we had a good point. I'm going to do it today. Edward, you praying for me? I'm going to do it. You praying for me? So, all right. God asked me a question within the last 7 days that I feel like I can share it with you. All right. And this was the question that he asked me. He said, Lawrence, what if I wanted to change everything about your life? What if I wanted to change everything about your life? What if I wanted to change everything about your life? All right. I'll come back to that when I get towards the conclusion. Ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, what if God wanted to change everything about your life? Don't answer too quickly. Let me help you guys with God questions. Don't answer too quickly. Okay. When God ever asks you something, y'all listen, I'm teaching. Don't ever answer too quickly. Take your time. Ponder what he's asking. Because whenever we hear questions like, what if I want to change everything? We only think about the bad things. We only think about the problematic things. Okay, can y'all come a little bit closer? Whenever we hear a question like God saying, can I change everything? We only think about the negative. And stay there with doxology, me son, because I got to get out of this thing, all right? We only think about the things that we've already identified that we want him to change. Y'all come a little closer. We've already identified, God, you're going to fix A, you're going to fix B, and you're going to fix C, and you're going to do it this Sunday morning at church. So when we hear God say a question like, what if I want to change everything? Those are the only things that we're thinking about. But I need y'all to come a little bit closer this morning, because when God asks those kind of questions, more than likely, he gonna probably change what you love the most. Okay, y'all ain't saying nothing. When he asks us, can he change everything about our lives, that includes what we love the most. Are y'all still here? So don't answer too quickly. What if God wanted to change everything about our lives? In the text today, Apostle Paul is writing, amen, to the church at Corinth. We know this, so I don't have time to do it like that. But one of the things that I need to keep saying is there's nothing new under the sun. All right? The Corinthian church was a sexually driven church. Okay, y'all don't want to talk about that, do you? I done told y'all there's some subjects that y'all really don't want to talk about. What the Corinthian church, it was so sexually driven that they didn't say you played the harlot. They say you played the Corinthian. So what we see going on, men not understanding if they're men, women not knowing whether they're women, everybody want to do sex. This ain't new. It's just the intensity and the frequency that has changed. Think about what your boy just said. All right, it ain't new. Come on, tell your neighbor, it ain't new. All right, so God is not bothered by this generation being sexually driven, because he can bring that drive under control. Good God of mine. I feel like preaching. He still have virgins today. I don't care what your peers are telling you. God still got some virgins. Okay, I didn't come to preach about that. God still got some folks that's trying to be holy. Y'all didn't hear what I'm saying. God still got some folks that's trying to be holy. And I need to sort of kind of say something right there. It ain't always the young ones that are not trying to be holy. And it ain't always the old ones that are being holy. Okay, we got this thing all twixed up. All right. So the Corinthian church, y'all, I can't do it like that this morning. morning, y'all, because I'm running out of time. The Corinthian church, it was a sexually driven, and it was so bad that that husbands and wives were getting divorces, and then the child or the mother and the father would want to marry whichever one divorced. Yeah. It was bad. So God's not bothered by how abounding in sin a generation becomes. In fact, when he said where sin did abound like that. Okay. Come on, tell somebody there's more grace. There's more. Oh, God. And so Apostle Paul is writing, and if I had a little bit more time, if you study Apostle Paul was a dreamer. Come on, somebody say me real loud. Apostle Paul was a dreamer. And if I had time, I'd walk you to Acts chapter number 18, Acts chapter number 16, Acts 18 later. Over and over and over, Paul has a dream. And in order to get out of his dilemmas, and there was probably one or two when he got in Corinth, in order for him to get out, God would give him a dream. Put in your notes Job chapter 33, verse 14 through 18. Because I'm running out of time, y'all. All right. In Job chapter number 33, verse 14 to 18, God tells us the purpose for dreams. And I'm almost where I need to be, all right? All right. In Job 33, verse 14 through 18, God tells us the purpose for dreams. All right. Here we go. Number one, dreaming has purpose. All right. Right, and I might just get to the first part today, and I'll be okay with that. All right, come on, somebody say me real loud. Dreaming has purpose. All right, we need to pay a little bit more attention of what God showed us while we were dreaming, because He told us a couple Sundays ago that in this season I'm going to be speaking more vividly and more accurately and more profoundly through our dreams. All right. So if that's the case, y'all come a little bit closer. You need to guard your gates before you go to resting. This ain't the season to eat two barbecue sandwiches from North Carolina and then go to sleep. Because it's going to affect your dreaming. And that's going to be the pork sandwich. It ain't going to be the God language. And somebody would say, are you serious? Yes, eating affects your dreaming. Especially what you eat just before you dream. But it's not just your mouth gate, all right? Some of y'all need to turn the TV off about 5 o'clock in the afternoon before you go to sleep. And don't forget, this is now a new television. Okay, y'all ain't saying nothing to me. This is another television. And I'm going to say that again. Some of us need to turn it off about 5 o'clock before we go to sleep. We mad in our sleep, and then we wonder why we're sleeping, fighting everybody. Well, you fought everybody on Facebook before you went to sleep. So if God be talking to us through our dreaming, and I'm only going to get to point number one today, y'all, all right? Dreaming has a definitive purpose, all right? And I'm going to give you 5 things to pertain to dreaming, then I'll be done, all right? All right, dreaming has a purpose. Come on. You have to guard your eyes, your ears, and your mouth before you go to sleep. All right? You have to guard that because God is speaking through the dream language. Know how to set the atmosphere before you go rest. Some of us can't rest because the atmosphere that we set before we rest. Y'all come a little bit closer. There's some folks that if they call you, don't take their call before you go to sleep. I'm talking right. If you've been arguing for somebody for 3 weeks and they call you, you go to bed at 10, let's say you go to bed at 9:59. If they call at 9:58, ignore the call. Because whatever's going on with your argument is going to come into your dreams. So you got to protect your ark. You got to protect the settings where you sleep. So dreaming has a divinative purpose. And this is where I end this morning. Oh, come on, doxology me, right? Hold on. Stop like that, y'all. I'm going to hit another gear. All right. Number one, if dreaming has a definitive purpose, dreaming is the liquid which God uses to wash away old and anything that have passed away. There are some things that we're holding on to that are over. There are some things that we are holding on to that's over. It ended 5 weeks ago. It ended 3 months ago. Y'all ain't saying that. It ended 3 years ago. It ended 5 years ago. And you're still hoping and wishing and praying. And God said, I keep giving you a reoccurring a dream to trying to show you that's over. Some of you in here, under the sound of my voice, you keep having dreams about your childhood because God's trying to show you your childhood is over, that happened, but now I'm healing you to take you into your adulthood. I got to get through this, y'all. Let me do it real quickly. All right, dreaming is the liquid that God uses to wash away the old and everything that has passed away. Come on, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, that has passed away. Somebody put a thank you, Jesus, behind that. Thank you, Jesus. Has God ever washed away something in your dream and you begin to see bigger now? Yeah, all right, so number two, y'all, I got to get done, y'all. I got to get done. I feel Lamar running down the sideline, and the Ravens fan should have said hallelujah. Somebody like, what is he talking about? Okay, don't even worry about it. You missed it. All right, two, dreaming is the awakening of God's mind into the minds of mere mortals. Dreaming is the awakening of God's mind into the minds of mere mortals. Dreaming with God causes hope to rise to unprecedented level. Thank you, Montague. You rolling, man. Dreaming is the awakening of God ideas in the thoughts and the minds of mere mortals. We got to understand we are mere mortals, and we need God to awaken something in this mind so we can think right. Y'all didn't hear what I said. We need God to awaken something in this mind so we can think right. Apostle Paul often told him, I'm praying that you would be able to think as you ought. So dreaming is the awakening of God's mind in the minds of mere mortals. Dreaming with God causes us to hope, our hope to rise to unprecedented heights and level. I'm almost there. If you turn it just right, son, I'm almost there. Number three, dreaming and moving forward through faith. And I probably add some since I gave you these notes. Dreaming and moving forward through faith is the mechanism God uses to synchronize his people with his plans and with his divine timing. I'm on three now, Montague. Dreaming and moving forward through faith is the mechanism that God uses to synchronize. Somebody tell me real loud, synchronize. God's trying to synchronize us with his plans and his timing. Y'all know his plan is higher. Y'all didn't hear what I said. Y'all know his plan is higher. So dreaming synchronizes us with, so we can have a little part, and then he has to show us it's much bigger than that. Dreaming and moving forward through faith is the mechanism God uses to synchronize his people with his timing and his planning. Number four, dreaming is the place where the mind of God is revealed with no filters. Part of our problem in hearing sermons or seeing something in action form, we're viewing it and hearing it with filters and prejudices and biases. So every now and then, God puts us to sleep where there'll be no filters. Have you ever discovered you see yourself much bigger when God has removed the filters? Have you ever noticed that you see yourself healed and you see yourself delivered and you see yourself in your best life? Why? Because the filters have been removed. Somebody need to hear me today. Life has an uncanny way of putting filters on what God wants to do in our lives. A few hurts and a few bruises, and we start talking about life is over. We go through a few struggles, and we don't think God can do anything else. So he has to put us to sleep. He has to give us a vision, closed or open, that we see something, and it blows our minds to say God would do that for us. God wants us to dream and the mind of God be revealed with no filters. Put in your notes Jeremiah 29 and 11. We quote it, but I don't know if we believe it. Put in your notes Jeremiah 29 and 11. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end and a hope. Every now and then, we need to see something with none of our filters attached. Okay, you'll get it in a minute. Every now and then, we need to see something from the mind of God with no filters attached. You mean I can live there, God? You mean I can do that, God? You mean that's who I am now, God? No filters. Because every now and then, what they said about us is in our ears. God, I got my time is up, y'all. Y'all, let me say it again. Every now and then, what we think about ourselves is in our ears, what they said. And every now and then, God got to show us, you taller than that, you bigger than that, you beyond that. That was the old you. If any man be in Christ, behold, he is a new creation, and all things have. That's the way. Okay, Holy Spirit. If you want to know your real self, go to one of your high school. Now, if you've been out, you ain't been out of high school more than 10 years, I ain't talking to you. But if you've been out of high school more than 10 years, go to one of your old high school reunion. And somebody say, Lawrence, is that you? Why? Because they don't see that 18-year-old Lawrence. I'm trying to help somebody here. Labumi, is that you? You work where? You're doing what? That's what dreaming is supposed to do. It's supposed to cause us to see. And I wish I had time, because I was going to get over into 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, it says, I once was a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Don't stop there. All right, I put away childish things. We see in part, but then face to face, I'm going to be known as I am known. God, oh God, I gotta stop, y'all. God's trying to give us a dream to blow our mind, that when we walk up to work tomorrow, we got our shoulders square, we got some swag in our step, and folks trying to figure out, who are they? Our problem is we're not seeing ourselves as God sees us. We see ourselves as they call us. We see ourselves as the labels that have been put upon us. I need to prophesy to somebody. The label about you ain't correct. Oh, I'm preaching, y'all. I'm out of time, y'all. I need to tell somebody your family history is not your pedigree. I need to tell somebody who your father was or was never ain't who you are. And God is causing you to dream so you can see your real self. Come on, do me a favor. Y'all, I'm out of time. Come on, put your hand on your neighbor and say, God is causing you to dream so you can see yourself as you really are. God, I see myself preaching to nations now. You ain't saying nothing. I see myself prophesying on my YouTube channel. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I see myself paying for kids to go to college out my pocket. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I see myself as God sees me, and I'm no longer who I used to be. Hey God. Come on, somebody say no filters, no filters. All the filters are now broken because you begin to dream. I'm so glad he did not leave us where we were. I'm so glad he did not leave us where we were. Come on, do me a favor, tell somebody I'm dreaming again. Dreaming. Tell somebody else I'm dreaming again. I'm dreaming again. See yourself running that multi-million dollar business. I'm dreaming again. All limitations are off. See yourself back in college. I don't care what happened that you're not in college. See yourself back in college. I'm dreaming again. With man is impossible. That's why God gives us the dreams, so we can see the impossibility. I know it ain't possible with men. That's why God got involved. I know it's impossible with men. That's why God got involved. Dreaming is the place where the mind of God is revealed with no filters. Come on, somebody say, I can see clearly now. Because the filters are gone.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged. And please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.